Mr. Sharp is rejoining us. The next application is 11,743 John D. Fish and Lori A. Fish seek variances from the side yard and front yard setbacks. Section 115-42B and 115-183C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Bluebill Drive, approximately 1,635 feet northeast of Swan Drive. The 911 address is 37072 Bluebill Drive, Selbyville. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 533, map 12.16, parcel 191. Specifically, they are requesting a 0.6-foot variance from the side, a 0.3-foot variance from the side, a 1-foot variance from the side, and a 0.8-foot variance from the front. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and no mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you.
Name and address for the record.
John David Fish.
Whatever address you 37072 on Drive, on Swan. Do you swear or affirm the testimony about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening, members of the board. Susan Weidman Gardner here on behalf of the law office of Susan Weidman. I'm here representing my clients, John and Lori Fish, and they are the applicants. As Ms. Cornwell just stated, they own a piece of property, 37072 Bluebill Drive in Swan Keys in Selbyville. I'm sure most of you know where that is. We get these variances on a fairly frequent basis. They just purchased the property, and the Class C home, as well as the shed, deck, outside shower, were already in existence at the time of the purchase. You can see the corresponding survey that was submitted and attached to the initial application. And at this time, I would like to call my client, John Fish, to testify before the board. And obviously, if you have any questions, any follow-up questions, please feel free to interrupt us at any time. So, Mr. Fish, did you and your wife, Lori, purchase this property from Mr. and Mrs. Peck?
We did.
And when did you learn of these violations?
At settlement.
Okay. Was I your settlement attorney?
No, you were not.
And at the time of settlement, were you advised to file for a variance and go ahead with the purchase?
We were.
And is there any way, and I'm referring you to page 2 under the criteria for a variance, what is unique about this property? Is there any way to bring the dwelling itself? Let's talk about the dwelling right now. Is there any way to bring the dwelling itself into compliance?
There is not. The way it's situated, it's a 50-foot lot by about 90-foot. The way the house is situated, there is no way to move that.
And is there a body of water on one side?
There is.
And is it a lagoon?
It's a lagoon, a canal that goes behind the house there.
And so the dwelling itself, is there anywhere to move it on the lot, or you're saying that it's too narrow?
It's too narrow. There's nowhere else to move that.
And also, it's not deep enough to bring it into compliance as well. Is
that
correct?
That's correct. Yes.
And that, would that apply for the deck as well that's on the lagoon side of the property?
That is correct.
There's nowhere to move it?
Correct.
Due to the unique physical condition of the property, unique physical circumstances?
Yes.
In Swan Keys?
Correct.
And is there, again, any other possibility? Let's talk about the dwelling first. There's nowhere else to move it. What about the shed? Is there anywhere else to move it?
There is not in that area on that side of the house.
Have you spoken with the neighbor on the side closest to the shed?
We have, and he has no objections to where it is right now.
Did you bring any pictures tonight?
I have a couple pictures of the shed.
And what does this depict? Does this depict where it's located? And is the property to the left, so that the board, when they see these pictures, is this your dwelling here with the blue shutters?
Right. In the first picture, our dwelling is to the left of the shed, blue shutters on the house. And in the second picture is the looking at the shed, and to the right-hand side is the other dwelling and the space in between the two.
And when the board is looking at those pictures, The neighbor to the right, is that the to the right of the shed, is that the neighbor that you conversed with about whether they were opposed?
Yes, it is, and he was fine with it.
And in your neighborhood, are there any other sheds or fences or decks?
Yeah, in the Swan Keys area, there's tons of sheds out there in the front of the houses and behind the houses and to the sides that look like they encroach on their variances also.
Okay, so they encroach into the setbacks on other lots as
correct.
Well. Were these violations that you're requesting variances from? You're requesting four different variances for the outside shower, the shed, the dwelling itself, and the deck. Were these setback violations created by you or your wife?
They were not.
And were they there when you purchased the property?
They were there at the time of purchase, yes.
Again, going back to what you've already testified to about the character of the neighborhood, if the board is inclined to grant our request for variances, is it going to change the character of the neighborhood?
It will not.
And why is that?
One, it was already in existence there. The house has been there since, I believe, 1984. And in that community in Swan Keys, there's multiple mobile or Class C homes that already appeared in the same variance setback issues.
And this is on a permanent, this dwelling is on a permanent foundation, is that correct?
Correct.
So if the board was not inclined, would it create an undue burden on you to bring this property into compliance?
It would, but probably a pretty hefty financial burden to move that house around.
And are you asking for the minimum required variance?
We are. Couple of these are under a foot to a foot in violation of the variances right now.
And is the shed less than 600 square feet?
It is.
I have no further questions unless the board has any follow-up questions.
Start down view, Mr. Mills.
Mr. Fishing, it appears that your property runs 20 feet into the lagoon. I take it that's all covered by water?
That is, yes.
The edge of Blueville Drive, is that consistent with the front yard property line, or is there a distance between the edge of paving and the front yard? It's not shown on the survey, that's what I was asking.
He said, state that one more time. I'm sorry.
The edge of paving for Blueville Drive, does it go right to the property line?
Or it does, yeah.
Okay. There's not a gap between that?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Are you asking for a motion from one of your board members? I thought so.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Chairman, there's been many lots in this development. I believe it is unique. Let me say one of the size of the lot, also that the property actually goes into the lagoon. The applicant has stated that the property is as it was when he purchased it, so he's not changing it. So it can otherwise be developed with what's already on property. And therefore, it certainly wasn't created by the applicant. And we've heard testimony, and not heard any other testimony, that it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And it's so stated it was a minimum variance to afford relief. So I would make a motion that be approved, case number 11,700.
Okay, now second to that motion.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Hudson, second by Mr. Mills, that we approve case number 11,743. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Morton?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,743 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.